They are dorks who are not Catholic. Please give a large round of applause for Geese Without God, starring Tim Wick, Nick Glover, and Molly Glover.
Hi. Hi, we brought our friend Jeffrey out. Jeffrey is going to help us do our theme song tonight when he gets his guitar. You could have just brought that out with you, Jeffrey. That would have gone a lot faster.
You're so prepared.
It's okay. Easier when it's already on
just
stage.
Just get over here on the chair with the lyrics by it. Okay.
Hi. It's not an AA meeting, Bob.
This is the entertaining part, right? All right.
Are you guys ready?
Yes.
We're geeks.
We're geeks.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks.
We're geeks.
We're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks. Geeks without God. Everybody thinks they know what God is, but we're skeptics about those ideas. A higher power, they say, must exist, but we think that's wrong, because we're atheists. We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks,
we're geeks,
we're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks. Geeks Without God.
Welcome to Geeks Without God. This week we're being recorded live at the Fearless Launch Party. Woo! Our guest today is Eric McEwen of the Mustache Rangers. We don't know what we're going to talk about because we haven't recorded it yet.
Professional.
We're geeks.
We're geeks.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks.
We're geeks.
We're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks. Geeks without God.
Thank you very much. And thanks, of course, to Jeffrey. Jeffrey, that's Jeffrey Brown right there.
Hooray.
Who's the co-writer of the Geeks Without God theme song. Ladies and gentlemen, I am your host, Tim Wick. I am joined by my co-host, Molly Glover.
Hello.
And Nick Glover.
Hey, that's me.
And we would like to introduce you our guest on this evening's podcast. Will you please welcome to the stage, Mr. Eric McEwen. Eric.
Yay.
Eric, come on out. Now, Eric, how you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
We are great. You are a member of the Mustache Rangers. Is that not correct?
That's a weird way to say it.
I know.
That's a band.
That's
right?
Correct.
It's not a band.
Are you or have you ever been a member of the Mustache Rangers?
Yes.
Yes. The Mustache Rangers is a comedy duo. Is that fair?
Yes.
Yes. The hard questions come later. These are the easy ones.
Okay.
So,
I'll say.
Do you range mustaches?
Yes.
Nice.
And you are also an atheist, right?
That is correct.
So, actually, we occasionally get people that troll to be guests on our podcast. So one night that I was, this is unusual, I was out at a bar talking to Eric, and I mentioned that we did this podcast, and he said something to the effect of, well, I'm a geek, and I don't believe in God, which was...
That makes me sound like an idiot.
Tim has a way of doing that with people.
Is
it's
that
not
how
you,
imitate
it's
everyone?
Just him speaking.
So it was kind of a Minnesota Nice way of saying that he wanted to be on the podcast.
Right.
So here you are.
Did he say Welcome. Our podcast was interesting? Because that's a very Minnesotan, double-handed, like...
I think he said...
Oh, you guys are really...
I think he said, yes, I think he said it was interesting.
Oh, man.
You are painting me in a terrible light.
It's all right. These people are all Minnesotans. They understand what it's like.
I thought you were talking about how great this guy was and how lucky we were to... I mean, you really sold it before. I don't know.
I'm not very great.
I blame Tim.
Put that out there right now.
I blame Tim.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So it's my fault.
Yeah.
So you're my dad? I've been searching.
So Eric, you sent us some information about yourself. You were raised Methodist, is that correct?
That's correct.
That's correct. You were raised Methodist and you became, you said, a born-again Christian in high school.
I did.
Now, why did you become a born-again Christian in high school? Because this interests me a lot.
Me too.
Well, I was very depressed.
High school.
It's high school will do that to you.
Not a joke, really.
No,
it was just a very lonely, depressing time. And in theater, most of the kids in there were very, like, go God.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you were in a different theater department than me.
Where did you go to high school?
Okay. I went to Robbinsdale Cooper High School.
Oh.
The only thing the theater kids...
Did we hear cheering for that? Awesome.
Okay.
You've got fans.
The only thing the theater kids in my high school were really enthusiastic about was fucking in the green room.
We didn't have
Speaking of which, folks, the green room, we're right back there. So keep that in mind. You were in theater.
Right.
And the other kids in theater were into born-again Christianity.
That God thing, yeah.
And so that you just decided that was the thing to do? If you wanted to get leads, you had to be...
Well, I had to sleep with the director first.
Is he a PI?
Right.
Why do you need leads?
Leads in shows.
Oh.
Lead roles.
Yeah, lead roles. Really.
No, electronic
testing. You guys are out.
No,
soldering something.
No, that's fine.
What? Okay, so...
So right. I was... I don't know. I was at a point of depression where I just kind of reached out to some folks over email, and they said, why not come to our church? And I said, why not? And they trap you.
Yeah.
So, they'll trap you.
Yeah.
It's kind of a... When people are their most vulnerable...
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, like, they get scooped up, kind of. I mean, that's...
Well, no, but it's like any drug. I mean, it's the thing, is if you need something in your life and you don't know how to fill that hole, and then someone offers a solution, whether it's God or any kind of...
Or heroin.
Right. Right. No, really. That. I mean that. And
You did God like heroin, or...
I black tar God.
Oh.
I just shot him up in my veins. In between my toes, so no one would know.
That's the way to do it, I hear.
Yeah.
So you went to church and they kind of drew you in.
Yeah, you look back at yourself in your younger years and you're pretty dumb. You're a pretty dumb kid.
Oh, yeah.
Do a lot of dumb things.
Yeah.
So I was always kind of shy and impressionable, like throughout my, you know, through my early 20s even. And I more recently turned away to a little more of a thinking about things.
You thought
before.
About things.
Right, yeah.
At what point did you like atheist? Like, was that a transition? Was it gradual? Or was it one day just like, you know, fuck this?
It was gradual.
Yeah.
I think it started in... I know it started in college where you start thinking, well, maybe...
Because there are all those atheist professors with their liberal agendas.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you go to college in the state?
Yeah, I went to the U of M.
Okay. Well, did you feel
there are a lot of atheist professors.
You shut your mouth.
But I wonder if, I mean, were you removed from that group of people that brought you
to the church? Yeah, absolutely.
Do you think that unplugging had a lot to do with you being able to distance yourself? I mean, do you think if you stayed in your hometown and you didn't go to college, would you still be a born-again Christian?
Well, there was a girl in there, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, you don't have to explain. See, I was a Wiccan for 2 years because of a boy. I got you.
That's the part
this.
I was trying to get to, was a girl part.
Right.
Yeah.
I forgot about
you
that.
I always
shut it out. No, you really have to dig that up.
That's your brain is like protecting you from that memory.
Right.
Like we don't need to be ashamed of this all the time. Yeah. Like, we can just...
I was of the mind that romantic comedies were kind of a blueprint for how to get ladies. They are not.
No.
You Hollywood
look
is dangerous.
Like a creeper.
Really?
Uh-huh.
So that's how
things got better, though.
They did.
So...
Here they do that.
I'm...
So,
yeah. I've seen a lot of YouTube videos that kind of...
They get better?
They get better.
So, you know, there are a lot of different kinds of born-again Christianity. Were you like a rapture-ready Christian? Were you ready to get just drawn up to heaven at a moment's notice?
No. I had for the gal, I had gone to a... it was a Salvation Army church.
Oh, okay.
And it was... They have this point in the what's it called where they're talking and
sermon?
The sermons.
Dude, you should know better than us.
I know, right? They have a point where the sermons were like, if there's anyone up here who needs to be blessed or helped or whatever, and they,
sure.
they make, you know, if you don't feel like coming up, you can just stand in place, and it's a real kind of...
And then everyone, like, aims their prayer at you, or...
Right.
Or the radio dish, do they all come with, like, prayer dishes?
Were the people that you were there with, did they all kind of turn and look at you like they expected you to take part in that, or...
They weren't even there that day. I was almost embarrassed to do it in front of them.
Solo. That's weird. How supportive.
My father, my biological father and his wife became born-again Christians because...
He was excommunicated.
It made him feel better about the horrible things they'd done to people. But my brother and I had to go to church with them, and they did that kind of thing where it was like, if you feel like you have, if you're questioning God and you want to stand up, and we'll all look at you and make you, and like purportedly, you know,
and give, if everybody
you,
looks
give you
at
our
you.
Energy, give you our
We'll
our
aim
prayers.
Some God right. bullets
yeah.
at you.
Yeah.
That'll make
That's,
it work.
You know, I seem to think... like childhood memories of my grandpa as a Lutheran minister, and I think that's something they did there too, where it was like, if anyone, you know, like, we can add you to our prayer sheet type of thing, where it was like, anyone who's got sick family members that wants us to pray for you, like, we'll add you to the VIP list of the prayer section.
The VIP prayer list.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, no, so they have that at my church too, yeah.
So they did that for people who were just new or just...
No, anyone who anyone was who going was, through some times yeah. of trouble or...
And you were. That was why you were there.
Right. I was very depressed.
Did you stand up?
I did.
How did it go?
It felt good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get people some were chemicals bumping around in your brain, right?
Sure.
Making you feel like you were not alone, which depression makes you feel.
Right.
Like you're by yourself and no one can help you.
It's so perpetuating, like depression, like it will do everything it can to keep you depressed. Like, it's like, if you were to go out and be social, that might help, but you don't want to go out and be social because you're fucking depressed.
No, you sure as fuck don't.
Right, and so it's like everything that would make you feel better or would be, like, healthy steps to dealing with your depression is, like, adamantly against doing that.
Yes.
It's fucking, like,
but somehow you were able
really
to fight
vicious.
That. You were able to fight that depression and stand up. At church.
Right. So that was the best.
That was the big step. The big step, right?
So, you know, I do want to touch on the Mustache Rangers before we get to our five
you
questions.
You want to touch the Mustache Rangers?
Yeah, I want to touch them.
Where?
Right here.
Show me on the doll where you want to touch the Mustache Rangers.
So you guys... lower.
Anyway, yeah, comedy podcast too, don't forget.
Slower.
So you guys, you perform at have performed at Huge... theater.
Yeah, we mainly perform at Huge, but we've done a couple of stints at First Avenue with different various things.
First Avenue,
with
like
Ian Rains.
Did Prince open for you?
He did.
Wait, Fearless,
right.
Fearless partner, Ian Rains?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's impressive.
Love that guy.
And we also performed in a warehouse past midnight after someone got waterboarded for art.
Was that like the stabbing district?
So that one must have really gone over well.
How comfortable was the GIMP mask they had you wear?
The guy doing the waterboarding was wearing an Anubis mask.
Oh.
Because, I don't know.
Straddling death or some
God,
sort
I
of...
hope that wasn't DJ Fenris.
So,
it's funny if you know him.
You guys also do a weekly podcast, isn't
That's
that right?
That's right.
What day does that come out?
Mondays,
and it's at mustacherangers.com. So, and usually it's pretty short, like 15 minutes of improv comedy.
Five to ten.
It just feels like 15.
Oh, boy.
Oh, damn, Tim.
That's it.
Oh, my God.
Thank you for the sound effect.
For those of you in the radio audience, our guest just stormed off stage.
He threw a chair
because
at
of Tim's fucking insolence.
I meant with, you know, like
You're
the...
You're diabetic?
Show me on the doll where Tim made you feel bad.
So you've been doing...
If anyone here tonight has been hurt by Tim and they feel like they need some support, if you stand up now, we'll all stare at you.
Ah, look at them all.
There's a lot of people.
Fuck all of you. Fuck all of you. What I wanted to... You've been doing the podcast thing for a long time.
Since 90... No, not 90.
I'm sorry.
No, I did a comic strip online in 97. We started the Mustache Ranger January of 2007.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
And you've been doing the podcast that whole time?
Yeah.
Okay, so
I'm asking,
I don't have any tips for you.
I'm asking this. I'm asking for a friend. Tips. Is there any money in that?
No.
Damn it.
Was your comic strip on GeoCities? And if so, what neighborhood was it in?
You are a geek.
It was on tc.mn.edu.
Nice.
Squiggle MCKE014.
Can we find it there now?
The Wayback Machine.
Google might have that.
There's a place that's been archiving the internet since like 1995. So
right,
that exists
the
somewhere.
Machine.
Yes.
No,
yes.
It's not on there. I checked.
What?
You checked.
Was this a web comic?
I Google myself a lot.
No, it's not Googled. It's like a hard copy so that when aliens
after
the apocalypse. Yeah, no. It's a project.
She went to aliens first and not anything else. I just wanted to point that out.
I've been meaning to let Scotty Roberts.
Oh, all right. God. All right. So wait, was this a web comic you did?
Right, yeah.
In college?
And it was a Mustache Ranger webcomic?
No.
Oh.
I'm just totally saying I've been on the internet a long time.
He's giving
guys.
His internet credentials.
I'm setting
his internet cred.
Yeah.
His internet deets.
Do you,
all of it has made me rich beyond my wildest dreams.
Clearly, look at your sport coat.
Right?
It's super fine.
Oh, I found this at a thrift store. It's great.
Oh, my God.
Was it a Salvation
Poppin'
Army?
Tags.
It was a Goodwill.
Oh, that was a callback. Very nice. Very nicely done.
I don't understand.
All right, so I think we got to get on to our five questions.
Sure.
We've got five questions we ask all our guests, Eric. So
okay, you told me about these, but I forgot my answer.
I know.
That's fine.
We're going to ask you.
So, Nick, you want to do question number one?
What is the best movie you've seen in the last 30 days? In the theater, at home, like walking by someone's house that you're stalking and looking in the window?
Oh, I saw RoboCop for the first time.
Whoa.
Wow, the first time you saw RoboCop for the first time?
Did you like it?
It was amazing. As soon as that robot started shooting that guy for like 10 minutes, I was in.
Second request, did you like it?
Yes. I'm trying to, I get them all kind of pushed together, all the RoboCop movies. They all kind of blend together. Like,
listen, I've seen it once, so you can ask me anything.
So that's the one where the dad from the 70s show is the bad guy,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, so like that is one of my favorite lines of any movie, and it's not worthy of why it's my favorite. But he walks into the corporate executive guy's place, and he's like doing coke with all the hookers and whatever, and he just walks in with a gun and goes, "Bitches, leave." Like, and the hookers are like, they scamper back into their hooker holes.
Do you remember that scene?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Not easy to forget. All right. Question number two.
Question number two is, who is your favorite atheist character?
See, this is why I warned you ahead of time.
Yeah, I know, right?
So you could think about it.
Well, you say character, so it sounds like it can't be a person, but it can
be a
person.
Supposed to be a person.
Our original intent
we're
going to
spend the rest of the podcast talking about what his answer to this question should be. Just let him talk. Let the man talk. What?
Good radio, Tim.
Oh.
Thanks. I'm sorry, Tim.
Please don't hurt me.
Again.
All right, you can talk.
Michael Bluth?
Yeah.
Is he an atheist?
Yeah, sure. They talk about secularism.
Yeah, they do.
Fuck yeah. We just rewatched like all of that.
Yeah.
And you missed that part?
I guess.
You need to go back to studying RoboCop.
Yeah.
They just leave.
Yeah, I'm super excited for more. Like, because they have like 16 episodes on Netflix coming out in 2 months.
Yeah, that's right, in May.
It's Michael Bluth from what?
Arrested Development.
Arrested Development. Thank you. I thought, you know, we ought to get that in there.
That's an answer.
All right. That is an answer.
Michael Bluth.
Let's keep this rolling.
All right. Question number three. What is your geekiest hobby? Aside from doing a weekly podcast.
Right.
Or being here.
I like to... sometimes I try to rescan people who send 311. Or not the 419 emails.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 419, Nigerian 419 scams.
Right, yeah.
So I am a Nigerian
prince. You try to scam them back?
Right, or at least try and waste their fucking time.
Oh, awesome.
What have you done? What have you done? I need to hear. What have you done? Oh, my God. It's amazing.
They are so desperate that anything you say, I play myself off as a wealthy doctor. but this doctor is really dumb and just can't understand what they're saying. So it runs itself out over about a month.
So you make them explain themselves over and over?
Yeah. Or like I don't understand why I need to talk to this guy about money. Can't we keep talking together? So I feel like we have a connection.
Do they eventually just stop talking to you? Is that what happens?
Eventually I get kind of bored. And then a month later I'll email them back. And then they're still on the hook.
Well, it's because, I mean, you're wasting their time, but, like, you're also wasting your time, and it's effort, but, like, not that much effort.
I'm on Facebook a lot at work. I have time. I do good wasting time.
True. You should start signing them up for email newsletters.
Yeah.
We're going to have a Fearless newsletter. You could see if...
That's nice.
I've seen pictures for those, for people, like... trolling the scammers, being like, yeah, I'd love to send you money. I just need to, like, verify your identity. Right. If you could send me a picture of yourself with a left shoe on your head, like, I'll be happy to send money your way. And sure enough, dude, shoe. I think that's a right shoe. You need to do me another one.
I've been trying to get them to do a pencil mustache. Where they hold it up between their nose.
John
and their
Waters?
Upper lip.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No,
you mean like a pencil as a mustache,
yeah.
Not like a John Waters pencil.
Oh, okay. Right. Or both.
That would be awkward.
Yeah.
Okay, question number four. Let's move on to question. We could spend about an hour on this, but we probably shouldn't.
Question number four is, what's your favorite sandwich and details?
It's hard to go wrong with a club.
Club.
Turkey club?
Yeah.
With bacon, right?
Yeah, it's a club.
Well, yeah, I'm just making sure.
Well, it has toothpicks, too, right?
It's in triangles. And
so do you do, like lettuce and onions and tomato and everything, or...
I just eat it. But on a non-club note, they do at Uncle Frankie's, they do two sandwiches. One is the Philly cheesesteak, where it's drowning in cheese whiz, pretty much. It is amazing and gross.
All right.
The
audience is, there's a lot of applause coming.
The worse it is for you, the better it tastes.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then they have some a beef sandwich. Right? Sounding good already. And I went there.
Isn't a Philly cheesesteak sandwich a beef
this
sandwich?
This is mainly just beef and onions and no cheese.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
And he asked me,
grilled onions.
Hey, you want a blah, blah? I was like, what? Do you want a blah, blah? I said, yes. Whatever you said, I want it. And what he said was, do you want this dipped in juice?
Oh, juice.
Oh, sure. like a French dip.
Right, yeah. But they dip the whole fucking sandwich in
that sounds
this
like a
bath
delicious
of juice.
Mess. A delicious
it's
mess.
Amazing.
Yeah. That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
She, when we first started dating, she was living in Northeast right by the Uncle Frankie's on Broadway, wherever it is over there.
Broadway and Jefferson.
It'd be like, that would be like my bus stop to get back to the punk house I was renting a room in. So it'd be like,
we lived a charmed life back then.
Like, get some business done at the girlfriend's house and, like, next morning catch the bus home and, like, go to Uncle Frankie's and refuel with a sandwich.
Get
some business done. Wow.
Awesome. For the rest of my life, everybody.
TCOB.
Okay, question number five.
I get it done.
Question number five is, what is the stupidest thing anyone has ever said to you about your atheism?
Please include the phrase, get some business done in your response.
If possible.
There was a guy who I worked with who was really excited about this revival he had just gone to. And I why do you want to get into it with people at work? I'm just letting him jabber on. And I just keep saying, that sounds great. And then he says, just simply, you don't believe in God? You know, after jabbering about being healed in a tent. And that's, it's not the stupidest thing you could say, but just...
It's like what?
Was he just gobsmacked?
He didn't understand that
Because he had just had this great experience with this guy, this revivalism.
Yeah.
And like putting the hand on his head, knocking
absolutely.
Him over, and I knocked you to the ground, and now the devils are out of you, and you don't have polio anymore, or whatever.
Yes, right. I'm in my hotel room.
When I became born again, it was walking around going, can't people understand how much God loves them? Why doesn't everyone know this? Why doesn't everyone
just
feel
want to
what
tell
I
everyone?
Feel?
That's
right,
how I felt when I used to do coke, and I'd go out.
Why is everyone it everyone
so much fun.
Oh my God, I can't feel my teeth.
It's crazy.
great.
Okay, we're just about out of time. We want to thank our guest, Eric McEwen of the Mustache Rangers.
Thanks.
Let's hear it for Eric McEwen. Now, I need to let you know, when we get done done recording here, we are going to have another raffle drawing. What we are giving away in the raffle drawing, I am doing something called the Alphabetical Movie Project. You can look it up online if you want to know what the hell that's all about. But I'm watching all of my movies in alphabetical order, and Nick and Molly have been gifting me shitty movies to watch.
We're helpers.
No one's gifted him movies prior to us.
Yeah, so they have gifted me two movies and forced me to watch them. And what we're going to do tonight is we're going to have a raffle drawing and force you to watch them, or at least own them.
Or burn them.
Or burn them. And we are going to sign them, so I don't know why that's a big deal. But the first one they gave me was Johnny Mnemonic.
It's in full screen.
It's full screen.
Pan and scan. No, wait.
Pan and scan.
Tim made an interesting point about that. It means you have to watch one-third less Johnny Mnemonic.
Yeah. All things considered, that was a good thing. Now, the other one, I made them watch with me. And next week's podcast is actually going to feature our conversation about this. It is Left Behind.
Yeah.
With Kirk Cameron. So,
oh, Kirk Cameron.
You know they're remaking that with...
Spoiler alert, he gets left behind.
Oh, there it is. So as soon as we get done, the raffle drawing is going to be for these two movies. So look forward to that. We are, always, as always, Geeks Without God. If you would like to answer our five questions, you can send us an email at five questions.
at geekswithoutgod.com. If you don't put in that last part, if you just put in five questions, the internet is going to take that shit. That doesn't work.
So... So thanks again to Eric for joining us.
Thank you, Eric.
Once again, you can be found. We can find your podcast, Mustache Rangers, at
MustacheRangers.com, or go into iTunes and type in Mustache Rangers.
real quick, just I gotta ask this question: is that Rangers like cowboy style or Rangers like Aragorn style?
Or like National Park style?
Yeah,
Space Rangers.
They are Space Rangers.
Rangers.
Shit, that's the best.
They're like
kind.
Buzz Lightyear style.
That's right.
Yeah, Buzz Lightyear
that's
style.
The best kind.
All right, we've been Geeks Without God. Thanks for coming out to the Fearless Comedy Launch Party. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks
a lot.
Thanks, everybody.
Everybody.
We're out of here.
Geeks Without God is proudly partnered with Fearless Comedy Productions.
We're geeks without God. Accept divine superiority. We're geeks without God.
Listen to past podcasts and catch us blogging at geekswithoutgod.com. Follow us on Twitter at geekswithoutgod and like our Facebook page, Geeks Without God.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God.
Keanu Reeves is a space-age courier who's plugged in, turned on, and buffed up to deliver the most important data of the 21st century.